Welcome back to episode number three of the Pigskin Podcast. This time we got the Broncos fan, Jack. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I think we're going to have a great season this year. And I'm excited to talk about my Denver Broncos.
Great to have you on, man.
Thank you.
All right, so the first thing I want to talk to you about, when you had that Super Bowl run in 2015, I mean, obviously you had Peyton Manning, but the big thing was that secondary, you know, Aqib Talib, you had Chris Harris. That secondary was deadly, you know. And the main thing this offseason, that you saw, you guys, Ronald Darby, you got Kareem, you re-signed Kareem Jackson, you Kyle Fuller from the Bears. I mean, you got a stacked secondary now, man. How do you feel about it?
I love it. I love it. It's gonna hopefully remind us of the no fly zone days. I love the Patrick Surtain pick. I know people like Broncos fans. We really wanted Justin Fields, and I get it. But the Broncos, I guess, are confident in Drew Lock or Teddy Bridgewater, or maybe they're confident in getting someone like Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson. So I like the Surtain pick, or the Surtain. I think that's how you say it.
Surtain.
But yeah, I really like the pickups we got. I like that. I like the Kyle Fuller signing. Obviously, giving Vic Fangio back his cornerback one, and. And when he was playing for Chicago, when Fangio left, I feel like he wasn't really the same guy. Like, I feel like he declined a little bit. So maybe now that he's back with his old defensive coordinator, we can see him back to his Pro Bowl level of play. I really like Ronald Darby, too. I think he had a really good season with the Washington football team. And that was right after, you know, he left Philadelphia. And, you know, the Eagles, Eagles fans and everyone in the NFL, they were slandering that secondary. And then Ronald Darby went to one of their rivals in Washington. And I think he played really good. And we didn't get him – we didn't, like, pay him too much either, which I like. So I really like the secondary we got.
Yeah, he had a career year over there in Washington. Surprised you got him for such a cheap price.
I know, right?
Yeah. Your two big re-signings this year. You got Justin Simmons, free safety, a lot of money through 4 years. And then your big guy on the D-line, Shelby Harris. Which one of those two are your favorite?
I got to go Justin Simmons. For an obvious reason is that you don't really get a lot of safeties like Justin Simmons. You know, it's really – especially a free safety. I feel like it's really tough to find a generational safety. And I think it's a little more rare than signing a great defensive lineman. So I prefer the Simmons signing. I know we did pay him a lot, but the play we're going to get from him, I think it's worth it. I really do like the Shelby Harris signing too. He's an efficient defensive lineman, and I'm okay with paying him, but I'm going to go with the Justin Simmons signing.
Yeah, they're both great, but Justin Simmons, obviously, elite free safety. Man, can't get much better than him.
100%.
Then the big thing you guys did, a big quarterback dilemma you guys got going on. Yeah, Drew Luck, the young up-and-coming quarterback. You know, some people say he's not that good. Some people say he'll be amazing. You guys also went out, traded for Bridgewater from Carolina. You got him for basically nothing. So we'll see how he competes in camp, you know, with COVID.
And then,
yeah.
I think it's going to be an exciting battle. I really like that they did bring in a veteran guy like Teddy Bridgewater. I think it's going to maybe spark a little – motivation for Drew Lock, because he did have a down year his sophomore season. And I'm not gonna lie, I was a big believer in Drew Lock coming into the season, because he had a really good stint last year when he did play his rookie year. He showed a lot of promise. I think we went like 4-1 when he was starting. So, and then we also got a lot of new free agents. We got Jarrell Casey. We got AJ Boye, and those two signings didn't really work out for us. And then Von Miller went down, and we just ended up having a bad year. Same with Drew Lock, and he ended up having a disappointing sophomore season. So I like bringing in a guy like Teddy Bridgewater to motivate him. And say if Drew Lock doesn't work out, I think Teddy Bridgewater can be an exceptional starter. And they had two different styles of play, which I think is interesting too. Teddy Bridgewater is more of a guy, like a game manager, I'd say. He's efficient in the short passing game, and he doesn't have that like Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen type of style where you can he just launch a deep ball. And I think Drew Lock does have that, but obviously he's had a lot more interceptions than deep throwing touchdowns. So I want to see him improve in that style. Yeah. But I'm excited for the competition, which I would do. I would decide to see who's doing better at camp, but I would honestly give the start to Drew Lock, and here's why. Obviously, if Teddy Bridgewater is playing better in training camp and stuff, then start him. But I really want to give Drew Lock another chance, and if he's not playing to a high standard, then I'd start Teddy Bridgewater. But
yeah, 100%. That's what I'm feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know, and now that you mentioned it before, I completely forgot about Von Miller. You know, he's coming back. You got Bradley Chubb on the other side. Those two might be the best pass rushing duo in the NFL. Then you got, like we said earlier, you got, what's his name down the middle? Shelby Harris.
Yes.
And then that secondary. Jeez.
That's I'm so excited for our secondary this year. I think and we also have a really good offense, too.
Oh, yeah. I think those quarterback, if Drew Lock or Bridgewater can play, man, that's my dark horse, man. They can go far.
They definitely can. And that's what I'm saying. We have all the tools to be a playoff team. It's literally just that one position. It's the quarterback position. And it's been haunting us since Peyton Manning retired. And I'm hoping that one of these guys can turn it around, or we can get a guy like Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers. And Deshaun Watson, both of them have said they wanted to play, or they've had interest playing for the Denver Broncos. It's just John Elway and those guys, they got to get a deal done. Because if we have an option of getting Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers, I'm obviously going to want to get one of those guys. Personally, I'd rather take Watson because he's a little younger. But we can't – if we have an opportunity to get him, we cannot back down.
Exactly, yeah. One last thing I want to touch on. That draft. You guys had a pretty good draft, you know. Defensive end Marquise Spencer. You also get Kerry Vincent Jr., another cornerback. And in my opinion, most underrated pick, Seth Williams, wide receiver out of Auburn. Man, he's a stud down there. How do you feel about him?
I like the pick. I really like my favorite pick of the draft besides Surtain. It was definitely I really like Javonte Williams. I like the fact that you know, he had a great year at UNC. Yeah, he racked up 19 touchdowns. And I really like the combo. We could have like a Melvin Gordon and then Javonte Williams type of duo. And I really like that, but I also like Seth Williams. We got him late. We got him in the sixth round. And maybe one of those guys that steps up on the team and could be maybe good in the slot or whatever. But I'm excited. I think this offense could be really dangerous if we get the quarterback position down.
Yeah, you guys could have a great season. All right, man. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Jack.
No problem.
Yeah, for all our listeners out there, we'll be back next episode. Probably going to be up with the Jets, so tune into that one. Thank you all.